Okay, we're on 384 on the bottom, 200 on top. The Alter Rebbe, we didn't learn this for a while. The Alter Rebbe is discussing. The Alter Rebbe is discussing the concept of tshuva, and he explained there are two levels of tshuva, which we're not getting into now. But what we're learning now is the Alter Rebbe says, even though tshuva, from one side is seriousness, from the opposite side, tshuva has to cause a person to become a simcha, to become happy. Why? So he explains, because tshuva is a phenomenal concept. A person asks forgiveness, and he's guaranteed that he's going to be forgiven. And he quotes the halacha that the Gemara says, a person has to learn from Hashem that no matter how many times a person does something to you, how many times the person was bad, the Gemara says, even if somebody cuts off your hand, you're supposed to forgive them. Even if somebody cuts off your hand, the Gemara says you have to forgive him. And the Gemara says the Givanim that didn't want to forgive Shaul HaMelech, so David decreed that they cannot come into the nation of Hashem because they're not merciful people. You're not merciful people, David HaMelech says you don't belong in the nation of Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe explains like this, that by people where their tolerance level is limited, so if somebody does something to you once, you'll forgive him twice, be a little bit harder, three times. After a while, you're going to stop forgiving them because we have limited patience. By Hashem, we say, Chanun Hamar B'Lisloyach, that Hashem's kindness, Hashem's forgiveness mode, Hashem's tolerance and patience and forgiveness is unlimited. To the extent that we say a bracha three times a day, Baruch Ato Hashem, and we know the rule that if there's any doubt when it comes to a bracha, you're not allowed to say the bracha. So obviously there's no doubt at all that Hashem forgives us, because Hashem's forgiveness is infinite. So as soon as Hashem sees that a person is asking forgiveness and they mean it, Hashem will forgive the person, no matter how many times the person sinned. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says a person really has to be excited, because they know that they have an opportunity of doing tshuva no matter how many times they sinned. They don't have to worry that God's going to get sick and tired of us, because Hashem is not limited that He can get sick and tired of us. He'll constantly forgive us. So now, the Alter Rebbe is asking a question. This is where we are now, in the middle of page 200. It's exactly in the middle of the page. The Alter Rebbe asks, why isn't this a concept that the Gemara says, Echtov Oshuv? It's at the bottom of 384, yeah? Is that what you said? 384 at the bottom. He says, why isn't this Echtav Oshuv? The Gemara says that if a guy says, a person says, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva, we don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. So the question is, if a guy goes to tshuva with the concept that no matter how many times we sin, Hashem is going to forgive us, why isn't this the concept of Echtav Oshuv, that the person says, I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva? Why isn't that? And then we say we don't have the opportunity to do tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe says like this, Vein de Echtav Oshuv. It's not the concept of Echtav Oshuv. Why? Because Echtav Oshuv means the following. Haynu davke shebishas achet, at the time the person sinned, hayayachal lich beshisi, the person could have held back the Yetzahara. He could have restrained himself from sinning. Ela shesemer balibay ala tshuva, he's relying on tshuva. In other words, Alter Rebbe says like this, Echtav Oshuv means the person sins, really at the time of the sin he didn't have to sin. But he says, you know what, I might as well sin because I could do tshuva. So what's the problem with that? Tshuva caused him to sin. Tshuva is an accomplice in the sin. Why is the person, like this, he wouldn't sin. Why is he sinning? Because he knows he could do tshuva. So tshuva is causing him to sin. And the Gemara uses the rule, the prosecutor cannot become the defense attorney. If tshuva is an accomplice in the sin, you're not going to be given the opportunity to do tshuva. But that's only when you thought about it at the time you sinned. You said, I'm sinning because I could do tshuva. Then tshuva helped you sin. But if a person didn't think of that at the time of tshuva, they sinned because they sinned, and now they want to do tshuva, tshuva helps. no matter what the story is. What?
Which kind of sin you're talking about?
Any sin you want.
So why should I sin and why should I
think? Why should you sin and why should you do tshuva?
Why should I sin knowing that I can make tshuva? I'm going to sin again.
No, that he says, that's only at the time of the sin you thought that. When we sin, right, on a regular basis, at the time of the sin, we don't say, okay, you know why I'm sinning now? Really, I wouldn't, but you know why I'm sinning? Because I could do tshuva. None of us think that. We sin because we have a yetzer hara, we want to sin. Then later, we regret what we did. So if the person regrets what they did, and they do tshuva, and they ask Hashem for forgiveness, no matter how many times they sinned, Hashem will forgive them. And Alter Rebbe says even more. Even by Echtav Ashuv, even in the case when the person says, I'm going to sin and do tshuva, the Gemara doesn't say you cannot do tshuva. The Gemara says, Ein maspikin b'yodil asis tshuva. You don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. God doesn't help you. But if you push, dochag v'nichnes, if you push and do tshuva, tshuva even helps for that case. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. A person, when they come to the concept of wanting to do tshuva, tshuva is not depressing. And without chassidus, tshuva is very depressing. Chassidus comes along and says, what are you depressed about tshuva? Tshuva is unbelievably great. Tshuva means that no matter how many times you sin, all you have to do is mean it and say, I'm sorry. Not that you're going to sin again, but at the time you say, I'm sorry, you're not planning to do it again. That tshuva forgives you for your sin no matter how many times you did the sin.
One second, Rambam says that it's really only tshuva if you're not going to do it again, right?
No. Tshuva means at the time you're doing tshuva, in your mind you're not planning to do it again. If a guy is going to do tshuva for eating chazer, and he intends tomorrow to go eat chazer again, that's not tshuva. Tshuva, we learned, is two parts. Regret that you did it, and Kabbalah, acceptance that you're not going to do it again. Okay. That doesn't mean a day later you're not going to do it. How many times do people say, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara anymore? It lasted 3 minutes. That doesn't mean that they didn't mean it when they said it. If they didn't mean it, then it's takanat tshuva.
So if you do the same avera again the next day, it doesn't affect the tshuva from yesterday?
No, tshuva yesterday is good tshuva.
So you changed over that avera already?
Correct.
Good. That's never going to go back.
Right.
That's a good thing.
That's what he's saying, it's a good thing. Now, obviously, I don't think people should have that attitude that tomorrow I'm going to sin, because then again, it's not tshuva.
No, but it helps you not to fall into despair and hopelessness.
Correct. And therefore, he says, the truth is, tshuva should be b'dam b'simcha. The Rebbe said many times, it says, Ivdo Hashem b'simcha, you have to serve Hashem with joy. Tshuva is one of the most fundamental aspects of Yiddishkeit, is tshuva. Right? The Rebbe said, if it says about Yiddishkeit, to serve Hashem with simcha, tshuva, which is one of the most fundamental aspects of Yiddishkeit, for sure it has to be done with simcha. Tshuva is crying for what you did, has nothing to do with simcha. It's being upset what you did, but at the same time, the person has simcha because they know God is going to forgive me. And I could start sinning all over again.
But if a person doesn't apologize to a person who is hurt,
tshuva doesn't help.
Yeah, but do you have to forgive them anyway?
If somebody did something wrong to you,
yeah,
and they didn't ask you forgiveness, yeah, what do you think?
You shouldn't carry.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think?
No, yeah, you should forgive
them. Yeah, no, what? Which one? You said, yeah, no.
You should forgive them, but it's difficult.
Before going to sleep at night, in Kriya Shema Shalamita, I don't know who says it, who doesn't say it, Ribayna Shalaylam, Hareini Meichel Lachol, Mishihichis Viknatayis Yishachata Kenegdi. Okay, what do you say? God, I'm going to forgive whoever did something bad to me. Obviously, even if they didn't ask forgiveness. I heard already in this case, it was retarded, but it was a case, a guy did something bad to somebody, okay, a public humiliation, and he wanted him to get up and make a public apology. And the guy refused. And the Rav said to him, what do you want? You said last night in Krishna you forgive everybody. What do you need it for? That's totally against, you know, what it's all about. Let me tell you a little secret. Let me tell you a little secret. All this stuff that we're learning here is a business investment. What do I mean by this? Hashem, and we learned this many times, Hashem works with us the way we act. Hashem doesn't call me the connected me. The way you act, that's the way God acts. Okay? We learned by tzedakah that it says in the Gemara, Belazer Yarev Pruta Lanivad and Matzli. Before the Belazer davened, he would give tzedakah to a poor person, and then he would daven. He quoted the pasuk, Mani betzedek echse penecha. Okay, I with tzedakah will see your face. In Chassidus it explains a very simple concept of why it's important to give tzedakah before davening. When we daven, we learned this, in fact, not long ago, in fact, by Yom Kippur, we discussed it, whatever, before Yom Kippur. When a person works, and you ask for a paycheck, okay? You did your job, and you come to the boss and say, please pay me. You're not asking for tzedakah. You're asking what you deserve. What is the definition of tzedakah? I come to you and say, listen, you don't owe me anything. I didn't work for you. Please give me money. That's the concept of tzedakah. Correct? Tzedakah is, you didn't work for me, I don't owe you anything, and I give you tzedakah anyway. The whole concept of davening is, as we say in Slich, is Lecha Hashem Atzedakah. Hashem owes us anything. If anything, if he really makes a cheshbon, he doesn't owe us anything. And should, God forbid, take away what he does give us. Okay? Hashem, we come to daven. Hashem could look down and say, listen, you didn't do your job. I told you to do this, this, this. I gave you a job description. It's called 613 jobs. Okay? You have this tayag mitzvahs. You have to keep 613 mitzvahs. How many of them did you do? And you're asking me for a paycheck?
One second.
So what is the whole concept of davening? The concept of davening is a Jew comes to God and says, God, do me a favor. I don't deserve it. I didn't do my job. You really should fire me. But you know what? I'm asking you for tzedakah. That's the concept of davening. If you think about it simply, logistically, that's what davening is all about. So the way Hashem works is like this. If before davening you give tzedakah, then Hashem says, then I'll give you tzedakah. If you don't give tzedakah, why should I give you tzedakah? That's the way God works, by the way. Take it or leave it. This is the way He does it. Okay? Hashem says, you give tzedakah, then you have a right to say, listen, God, I give tzedakah, I'm asking you to give me tzedakah. When it comes to the whole concept of forgiveness, okay, if we don't forgive other people, why should God forgive us? We do to God, if you be realistic, we do to Hashem worse than any person does to us. Based on what Hashem deserves, and based on what we do to Hashem, He has no reason to forgive us. So Hashem says like this, if you forgive other people, even before they ask forgiveness, you forgive them, then Hashem says, you know what? I'll forgive you. But if you don't forgive people and they ask you forgiveness, why in the world should I forgive you? I'm just doing what you're doing. Got it? Okay. So when a person does all these things, even if you're not a tzaddik, it is a personal investment. Giving tzedakah before davening is an investment because then I can come to Hashem and get what I want. To forgive somebody else is a personal gain because if I do it, then Hashem will do it to me. And if I don't do it, Hashem won't do it to me. So it's an investment.
How do you know you forgave somebody? Like,
how do you know?
Yeah,
you're the only one that knows, by the way.
Is saying it enough?
You want God to say He forgives us or you want Him to forgive us? Listen, God, see, one thing is interesting. We can bluff and act and fake and cry in the... It's all bluff. God knows what's doing inside us. Hashem knows if we forgive for real, then Hashem will forgive for real. You want Hashem to say, I forgive you, but He doesn't mean it, so what's it worth?
Yeah, but if you really can't forgive the person, but you want to work on yourself, say, at least say, okay, I forgive you. And if you still have bad feelings, isn't that better than nothing?
If a person wants to forgive somebody and they're working on it, and they're saying, meanwhile, I'm forgiving you, but they mean it that they're going to work on it to really forgive them, yeah, that's forgiveness. You can forgive and be hurting, yes. But in Shonar, there's a din that ideally, if somebody does something wrong to you, instead of keeping a grudge, you're supposed to go to them and say, why did you do this to me? But, Halacha says, the best thing is, forgive and forget, and don't hold a grudge, and don't even bring it up to the person. Huh? Depends which therapist you talk to. No, I'm serious. It depends which therapist you talk to. Yeah. You know, grudges can kill you. So you have to get rid of the hurt by realizing that Hashem is really hurt. Right? You want Hashem to forgive us, but Hashem says, but you know what? I'm really hurt. You know, you have to go spade a spade. That's the way Hashem works, whether you like it or not. That's the way He works.
If you're helping the other person by letting them know what they did was hurtful, so they won't do it again.
If that's the case, 100%. You don't always help people. I'll give you an example. If somebody keeps doing something to you and keeps asking forgiveness, okay? So then you don't do them a favor by forgiving them. Right? If a parent will always bail their kid out of trouble, whether it's in school, whether it's with the police, whether it's whatever, trust me, you're not doing the kid a favor. What?
You're talking about Hashem like He's a person.
Well, that's the only way we can talk. He's not a person, but we can only talk about Him because then we can have an understanding of what it is. Obviously, the Torah says Hashem forgives. We have to ask Hashem forgiveness. Now, is there a person up there that says, oh, look at this. I'm so great. They asked me forgiveness. No, obviously not. But in our terminology, we have no better way of understanding it or dealing with it, rather than in human terms. But Hashem, of course Hashem is not a person. Thank God He's not a person. But there's the only way we can grasp any understanding of it is by using human terms.
So you should forgive someone who is... continues to hurt you?
Yep.
And how do you rationalize that?
Because that's what we want Hashem to do to us. Yes. Why is this such an easy concept? What's the problem with this concept? This is one of the easier concepts.
No, because I thought I understood the water, that you said, Hashem, if somebody's asking me forgive and I don't forgive,
then he's not forgiving, right? Right. So but 1 second. But Allah says... No, let me just clarify what you just said. 1 second. If I ask you forgiveness and you don't forgive me, I have to do it 2 more times. Okay? In a different setting, I have to come and ask you 3 times forgiveness. If you still don't forgive me, I fulfilled my obligation between me and God to ask forgiveness. Okay? So I don't have a halachic obligation anymore to ask you forgiveness. This, that you don't want to forgive me, that's your problem. I did my part. Now, obviously, we're talking when the guy meant it, not the, forgive me, you know. We're talking when the person means it. So then, you fulfilled your obligation. Then you don't have an obligation anymore of getting forgiven.
So the part that we are reading at night, it is me forgiving what I did?
No, we're forgiving every person whatever anybody did to me.
So why somebody has to forgive 3 times?
No, they still have to come to you and ask forgiveness. Just because you forgave them doesn't mean they shouldn't ask you forgiveness. Okay?
When you're asking them forgiveness, you really, that's for yourself, right?
Yes. You need to be forgiven. That's part of the process. To give you an analogy, when children have to respect parents, okay? It's not that the parents need the respect. The parent needs to show that the kid should understand they need the respect. It's for the kid, it's not for the parent. Respecting parents is more for the kid than for the parent. The kid has to know, and therefore a parent shouldn't come, big deal. The parent has to enforce that the kid needs to respect the parent because it's not for the parent, it's for the kid. Okay, there's two issues. There's the person who's needs to be forgiving, and then there's the need for the person to ask forgiveness. that has to be for that person. You think Hashem needs our asking al chet? What, Hashem needs it? We need it. It's not Hashem needs it. We need it. Contrary to public belief, Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs. Hashem is complete and as godly as He is, whether we do mitzvahs or not. Mitzvahs are not for Him, mitzvahs are for us. We don't do God a favor when we do a mitzvah.
Doesn't He need to hear from us?
No. He wants it for our sake that we should do it. What do you think God sits there when we daven? God sits and says, wow, look at this. Isn't there? Look how great I am. Everybody in the world is davening to me. Wow, I'm great. Come on. But that's for our benefit, it's not for His benefit. Hashem loves us so much, He says, I want you to daven. I'll give you a simple example. A newborn baby doesn't need to ask the mother for their needs. Okay, the mother gives it on their own. The mother loves the child. She doesn't say, okay, kid, do you deserve to nurse now? Then you get it. If not, you're not getting it. If you cry too much, I'm not going to nurse you. I mean, the mother's doing it, okay? So, why can't Hashem just give us whatever we want? We're His kids. He has an obligation to support us, right? Halachically, a father has an obligation to support his kids. So Hashem, a person should be able to go to sleep and say, listen, God, you have a problem. You have an obligation. You have to support. I'm going to sleep. So what are you going to daven for? Davening is not for Hashem. Davening is for us to realize that He is the source of it all. Huh? Well, does that mean God feels good? God pats Himself on the back and says, wow, that's good. Because it's for our benefit.
So what does that mean if you daven to Hashem for an answer and this or that? So... What, how does that? It's for our benefit, but Hashem is the one who's supposed to give a parnasa. But from you davening to Hashem, then it's
your
word, it's from Hashem.
When we daven, we learned this already a long time ago when we talk about davening. The whole concept of davening is when Hashem sees. Okay, why does Hashem need our praise?
He doesn't need it.
So why do we praise Him?
For us.
Because Hashem says, when you praise me that I'm kind, I will open up the channel of kindness to you. Because the fact that you recognize that it's coming from Supreme Being, okay, and not from your own doing and greatness, but you realize it's coming from Hashem, so Hashem says, that recognition will cause me to give you kindness. If you need bread on your table, and you're going to daven to me for bread on your table, okay, and you realize that sustenance comes from me, not from your own cheating or swindling or doing business or whatever, then Hashem says, if you recognize that, then I will give it to you. But we discussed many times, you come to a kid, okay, a teacher or a parent is trying to teach something to the child, right? And you want to open up their brain, so to speak, that they should function properly, yeah? You don't come over to the kid and say, you moron, you idiot, you stupid idiot, you'll never understand this. What do you tell a kid? You're smart, you're going to get it in a second, it's not going to be a problem, you're going to really get it right away. What's the difference? Or you come over to a rich man and you want a donation. You don't tell him, you cheap miser son of a gun, you never get a red cent in your life, you stinker, give me some money. It doesn't work like that. Okay? What do you have to do? You come to them and you tell them how generous they are and how kind they are. What happens? Everybody knows when you praise somebody that in a certain talent, that talent opens up. When you praise somebody that's smart, that attribute of smartness wakes up within the person, they function better. If you praise somebody that they're kind, their act of kindness will be revealed. Hashem says the same thing. You praise me that I give you food, I'm going to give you food. You praise me that I can heal, I'm going to heal. Not because, God forbid, Hashem, you know, needs the ego trip. Hashem says, when you recognize that I can do tshuva, I can forgive you. When you realize that I give you sustenance, then I will give it to you. If you don't recognize it, if you don't ask me forgiveness, I'm not going to give it to you. You have to realize you have the ability, Hashem says, to forgive. Anyway, so he says like this. And even then, when a person says, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva, the Gemara doesn't say you cannot do tshuva. The Gemara says, Ein maspik and daika. We don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. Meaning like this. Normally, there's a very interesting statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Habala taher, if a person comes to purify themselves, Messiah Eise, God helps him. The Gemara doesn't say, one who purifies themselves, God helps them. The Gemara says, whoever comes to purify themselves. And the Rebbe said many times, what the Gemara is saying is, the fact that you're just coming to purify themselves, that itself, Hashem says that I'm going to help you. Normally when a Jew wants to come to do tshuva, Hashem will help him. By Echt of Ashuv, Hashem says, listen, tshuva is an accomplice in the sin. I'm not going to help you do tshuva. I'm not going to help you. But if you push and do tshuva, you'd be forgiven anyway. I'm just not going to help you. But in Dochag v'nichnas, like he says, but if the person in his chazik was his gabra on Yitzri, and he was powerful over his Yitzhahara, v'asa tshuva, and he does tshuva, mekablam tshuva, so Hashem says, I'm going to receive your tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. And Alter Rebbe said before, even those things that the Gemara says, tshuva doesn't help, tshuva also helps. It depends which level of tshuva. A lower level of tshuva won't help, a higher level of tshuva will help. But there is absolutely nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. Sometimes it's harder to do tshuva, sometimes it's easier to do tshuva. But tshuva will always help. And therefore he's saying, if a person, when they're about to do tshuva, realize that I could always do tshuva, no matter how many times they sin, no matter how terrible the sin was, Hashem will always forgive me. And therefore he says, tshuva has to be b'simcha. Tshuva has to be with simcha, with happiness. Because what can be greater than the fact that a person knows they're forgiven for everything wrong they do?
What if you have trouble forgiving yourself? And what, how do you fix that in your head?
Huh?
Never mind.
Okay. Say that again.
What if you have trouble forgiving yourself and this is affecting your...
For what?
Whatever it is that you did. How could I do that? How could I do that? Whatever, you know what I mean?
So come from the Yitzhara.
Yeah, so then what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah.
You kill the Yitzhara.
Okay.
So how does... Why? If a person has an obligation to forgive another person, they definitely have an obligation to forgive themselves.
Okay, that's... Thank you.
Okay. Now you can go.